4 CBA Mobile.
4 CBA, 0 TR.
And 0 TR, KB4 CBA. You sound a little scratchy in the repeater there, Tom. What you doing?
It's hard being humble when you're perfect in every way.
I'm sorry. It was where I was sitting. It's funny, right at the entrance to my subdivision, as my daughter used to say, when you're sitting there, you know, waiting for people to go by, so you can pull out on the Rutherford, it's noisy right there. I don't know why, but I mean, it's just a noisy spot, so there you have it.
This is 0TR. Well, Dave, a lot of times around the traffic lights, like right there at the fruit farm there, the peach orchard, there's new stoplights. And even though those PLCs or the computers that run them are in metal boxes, for some reason, there's RF there, and it negates the repeater signal for just, maybe 100 feet or so. So that's probably what you're getting down there. But who knows, really? I just got a QSL card from 4X-ray 4 something or other. Anyways, it was 1,440 feet below sea level in the Dead Sea. Pretty interesting de-expedition. I thought maybe you could tell me some story about the Dead Sea. I was thinking there was something in the Bible about that.
It's mentioned, I think, several times, but the reason they call it the Dead Sea is because it's basically a dead end for the for the water. I mean, it flows down, and I can't remember from exactly, you know, if it's trying to think of the other one, but anyway. The water gets to the Dead Sea. There's no outlet for the Dead Sea, and so it just sits there. But evidently, it contains a high level of salt, and they say it's real easy to float in. You know, you can just lay back and float in it because of the salt content.
We're out there on, towards the west bank of Jerusalem. But I know I remembered some teaching about that. Well, we used to fly from San Diego out to the Salton Sea, and it was the same way. You could float in it. But I remember the altimeters, the regular altimeters wouldn't work there. And we go there at night, and I would run the pilot in on radar to the target, and then we'd drop a photo pod and take a picture of it. We'd light it off with our 70 million candle power arc light, and then shut it off and take a picture of it as we flew over it to confirm we completed the mission. But I think it was just 200 and some feet below sea level, but I'm not sure, Dave. It's been too many years ago. But that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. They had a radar target that would reflect radar signals real well down at the other end of the Salton Sea.
Just wanted to make sure I was making the repeater. I had stopped, but I'm moving again. So on Everett Road, the most famous road for dead spots. I'm racking my brain because, you know, the Dead Sea is mentioned in the Bible for a particular reason, but for the life of me, I just can't recall what it is. So, even though I'm sure I know I've read those passages many, many times, it's funny because I studied a lot of books in the, had a lot of classes in the books of the Old Testament, but they really didn't do much with the New Testament in the worship studies degree I was getting. Well, it's religion, but it's an emphasis in the worship studies, so anyway. But I did get Psalms and Proverbs and most of, if not all, the minor prophets, and lot to learn.
Yes. Well, it says they were 440 meters below sea level, so you just take that times 3.28, and I think it was 1,400 and some feet. That's really down below sea level. And what was really neat is they showed pictures of it, and these guys rented a lift. You've seen these JLG lifts. They'll go up 60 to 100 feet in the air, like the ones down there at 14 and I-85 that they rent. And they rented one of those, and they erected their antennas on top of it with the Israeli flag above it, and transmitted there from a makeshift thing on the beach. And it's not overly distant, but it was 6,310 miles, and considering the trouble they went to set that antenna up and get that high lift there, it was kind of special.
That's an interesting way to get an antenna up in the air, but, you know, whatever works. So, anyway, yeah, they say the antenna's more important than the radio, so, yeah, get you a good antenna.
There was one picture there that had Ken gals in it, and they were all in string bikinis there. Didn't look like it was their wives, because these were old codgers.
Huh. Well, I was getting ready to say, you probably didn't mind that, but I don't know if they were old. I guess it really didn't do a whole lot for you.
Getting over here, I got to watch what I say, but the only bad thing was it was just a little picture, and when you ran the mouse over it, it wouldn't expand out, Dave.
Just a crying shame. Yeah, I hate it when you can't zoom in on a picture.
Well, I can send you the link to it if you want to see it. It's really interesting the way they've done that. It's just an email. I just forward it to you. You put your call sign in, and if you worked them well, you can print a certificate from it, which doesn't really interest me that much, but it shows you the whole operation, which is it's pretty darn interesting.
There's another spot that's hard to hit the repeater. Am I doing okay?
Almost full quieting.
Good. KB4CBA. Well, I done forgot what I was going to say now. Oh, we were talking about the Dead Sea. Well, you were talking about, you sending me an email of a place I could log in and make a contact, I believe.
send you this. Just click the link on it and look at it. It's just rather interesting.
Okay, well, I can do that. Changing the subject, I was playing in the clinic last night, and I broke one of my rackets. I heard something crack, and then I started noticing the ball was acting funny. You know, I'd hit it one time, and it would be fine, and then I'd hit it again, and it was just, you know, like I'd barely hit it. So evidently I was hitting, above or around where the crack was, and then as long as I stayed away from it, the ball did okay. But of course I didn't know exactly where it was until we stopped and I looked down at my racket and I realized it was cracked all the way through.
Tell me about that this morning. I think we're going to have to get you some Alzheimer's medicine.
I need some, yeah. Pretty soon I'll forget who I'm talking to. Oh, that's going to be bad. But anyway, yeah, I ordered one just a little while ago over the phone in Tennis Express. And I always try to keep two of those rackets, so if something like that happens, which is unusual, but if I break a string, you know, I can just take the other one out and start playing with it, and it's ready to go, and it's got everything on. It's got the grip that extra grip that I wrap on there, and it's got the dampener and everything. So all I got to do is just pull it out of the bag and just keep on hitting, and you can't tell the difference because they're both done identical, same string tension and everything.
Pretty interesting that they tune the tennis rackets. I'm not surprised in the least. But I guess you tune bicycle wheels too, so that is not surprising. Anyway, Dave, I'll let you go. Nice talking to you. I sent that to you. Take a look at it. It's really intriguing the way they've done that. I went out and mowed a little grass out front earlier. My neighbor come over, and I didn't even ask him. And he knows Bernice's hip is hurting her, so he weeded it for us. And he's just a great guy. I never tell him that, but he is. He knows it. Anyways, she keeps him well fed too, with cookies and all the goodies we always share. 73 day, KB4CBA and 0TR. Catch you later.
Lucky guy if he just eat some of your wife's cooking. So, me. All right, have a good one. I'm almost there. I'm about less than a mile away. 73 is in 0TR, KB4, CBA, mobile.